WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. Governor Northam presents his budget to the General Assembly, setting up January's legislative session for a showdown between Republicans and Democrats over taxes and spending. The state's Air Pollution Control Board will vote Wednesday on that controversial compressor station in Buckingham County for the Atlantic Coast Pipeline. And a group of Harrisonburg knitters gathers to create mats out of plastic bags for homeless people and finds friendship along the way. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, December 19th.
Support for the WMRA Daily comes from the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with parking available. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Virginia's Democratic governor and Republican lawmakers are headed for a tax showdown. The question is, what to do with new revenues created by Washington's tax cuts? Virginia Public Radio's Mallory Nopain reports.
It may be a tax cut at the federal level, but the new tax law actually means higher state income taxes. Speaking to lawmakers in Richmond, Governor Ralph Northam proposed spending that new revenue on tax relief for low-income families.
They deserve to keep more of their paychecks. One good job should be enough.
Northam is calling the revenue an historic opportunity to invest in education and infrastructure. House Appropriations Chair Chris Jones and Speaker of the House Kirk Cox had sharp responses.
If you're going to tax Virginians to the tune of $1.2 billion, it certainly is an historic opportunity.
Certainly not a historic opportunity for the middle class, who I think will feel it very much in their wallets.
The increase in state income taxes would be felt by a couple making about $130,000 or more a year. Northam's proposed tax credit is for families making below $50,000. Republicans say they'll unveil their own tax plan before the legislative session starts in January. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.
A Virginia air pollution panel will vote Wednesday on a key permit for a planned natural gas pipeline. The board will decide whether to allow a compressor station in a historically African-American community in Buckingham County. That station is needed to pump gas through the planned Atlantic Coast Pipeline. Governor Ralph Northam recently removed two members of the board, and that move angered minority groups and environmentalists. They said Northam was trying to improperly influence the board to help Dominion Energy, the lead pipeline developer. Northam's office said the board members' terms had expired this summer, and their removal was unrelated to the compressor station vote. That vote was delayed from earlier this month due to the early December snowstorm. A coalition of nine eastern states, including Virginia, has announced an agreement to impose regional limits on carbon emissions from transportation sources. The goal of the agreement announced Tuesday is to, quote, reduce carbon emissions from the combustion of transportation fuels through a cap and invest program. The states will work to draft a more detailed plan within a year. At that time, each state will decide whether to formally adopt the policy. Besides Virginia, the agreement is endorsed by Connecticut, Delaware, Maryland, Massachusetts, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Vermont, and the District of Columbia. Republican Ronnie Campbell won a special election on Tuesday to fill Ben Klein's House of Delegates seat. Campbell won the special election for Virginia's 24th House District with about 60% of the vote over Democrat Christian Worth. Klein was elected in November to Virginia's 6th district seat in Congress, replacing retiring Republican Representative Bob Goodlatte. Just a little more than 11,000 voters participated Tuesday, thousands fewer than usually vote in general elections. The district includes portions of Augusta, Bath, Rockbridge, and Amherst counties, and the cities of Lexington and Buena Vista. Finally today, a group of knitters in the valley has gathered together to create mats for homeless people and make good use of plastic shopping bags. WMRA's Bridget Manley reports.
Every Tuesday and Thursday morning, a group of 10 to 20 women meet at the Price Rotary Senior Center in Harrisonburg for a few hours to knit, crochet, and talk. Today, they're sending off gift bags to a children's charity before returning to their knitting needles.
Come on, girls. We gotta go over here.
This fall and winter, Ada Jones and about eight other women have taken up a new project, knitting mats for homeless people to sleep on using discarded grocery bags. They call themselves Craft and Chat for Charity, and they crochet and knit everything from stockings to baby blankets to sweaters and lapkins. The volunteers give their creations to those in need or sell them to raise money for charities. They knit all year long, but this special project has taken months of work. One of the knitters, Marilyn Gerrals, approached the group with the idea of knitting the soft mats to give away at Christmas. Friends of Elizabeth and Bill Neff, a local couple who provide a big annual Christmas Eve meal for around 150 homeless people and others in need every year, brought the idea to Gerrals.
That's how it got started. So I presented it to the group, and the group said, sure.
It takes many hours of work and 1,300 bags for each mat, cutting each bag into strips and then knitting them into the mats. They've enlisted friends and family to help collect and cut the bags.
So many bags, and it takes a long time to, because it doesn't knit smoothly. Like, yarn kind of slides along, and this, like, as you can tell, I have a callus here. You have to slide, it's harder to slide and move, so it's slower.
Marilyn has been cutting and knitting everywhere she goes. Doctor's appointments, football and basketball games, at home, and of course, with the ladies on Tuesdays and Thursdays at their group. Many shelters for the homeless, like our community place in Harrisonburg, only have a set number of cots available each night. In cold weather, they allow more people to come in and sleep on the floor, and the mats help keep them comfortable. The mats are lightweight and can travel and be cleaned easily. Lynn Hoy is the Recreation Services Coordinator for Harrisonburg's Parks and Recreation Department. She says the ladies don't just help others during the winter holidays. They donate what they make all year long.
Sometimes it's just like a local family that we hear of that has hard times, that, you know, like a fire has put them out and somebody's doing charity. The veterans, we give to veterans all year long. We make napkins, and we took bags and bags to hospice of the napkins, you know, the things to keep their legs warm and stuff like that while they're in treatment or whatever.
Phyllis Bauer, one of the Tuesday knitters, got emotional when she explained how she felt being able to pay it forward.
I've lived a wonderful life, and I've been fortunate. I have family that loves me. I have friends around me. I've never gone hungry. I've never had to really want for anything. Sure, you have hard times. Everybody does. But to think that because I've been so blessed, that maybe I can help someone else feel that way too. Excuse me.
The ladies are always looking for more people to join their group, even if they lack the requisite skills. Tina Wright says she didn't know how to knit, but really wanted to be part of the group.
It's very hard as an adult woman, unless you have a job, to find friends, because you find your friends through your kids. I've moved around. This is like the fourth state I've lived in. So I have to find my friends other places. So when I moved here, I wasn't 50 yet, so I just patiently waited. I was 50. I do have a gray hair now, but.
Those new friendships are a welcome spinoff from the desire to help those in need through the common passions of knitting and generosity. For WMRA News, I'm Bridget Manley.
And you can find more about that story at our website, WMRA.org. See some pictures of the group of knitters and even a short video demonstration of Marilyn Gerrals in action knitting those strips of plastic bags into a mat. That's all at WMRA.org. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Wednesday.